Christopher Media, unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From AzmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's when we should say, hey, so this episode is going to air on Thanksgiving. I'm starting a conversation about Thanksgiving.
Well, no, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, Unregimented has the awesome distinction this year of it's going to come out on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Great.
And I thought instead of...
It's great.
You know, doing this stupid, sappy-ass holiday, whatever, blah, 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 we could just talk about what it was for us growing up.
Oh, we're not going to talk about what we're thankful for?
If you want, we could. No. But just, no, just we could just... have a conversation about what it was for each of us growing up, whether it was
dry ass
Leave
turkey.
It to Beaver or dysfunctional or whatever, and that would just be, and then
totally yeah. Leave it to Beaver.
Ours was dysfunctional Beaver.
Mine wasn't so dysfunctional. It was just I don't know. It wasn't about the family per se, but the food didn't excite me. That's for sure.
So, you know, as a grown adult who likes marijuana, the dinner awfully excites me every year.
I can make a mean-ass turkey, man.
Everybody in my family dries the fuck out of every piece of poultry. So it's like jerky. So
brine. You have to brine the fucking thing.
So there's been no thrill over the bird. It actually, way better is the turkey sandwich, you know, the day, yeah. Next day. 3 days, 4 days after. That's the better part for me, is the sandwich is just
every year I get leftovers sent home with me, and they never see Saturday. Yeah. Like, I take them all out on Friday. It's like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah. Usually, I start on them right when I get home, because I'll get home, I'll smoke a bowl, and then, oh, hey, I got all them leftovers.
I don't like cranberries either.
Hate them.
Yeah,
so it was like, my dinner would often consist of, like, mashed potatoes and stuffing. Like, that's pretty much
a lot of carbs on Thanksgiving.
I guess growing up, we did a lot of the, you know, the traditional Thanksgiving dishes, and, you know, we had the big family would get together, mainly my dad's side, the big, you know, big long table. Everybody's, you know, kids sat at the little tight table, and they were little assholes.
Sure.
And stay away from the adults while they get hammered and cut stuff up with, you know, with a sharp-ass knife and had all the fun. As we got older, it kind of stopped. All that stuff stopped. I mean, we started going to my mom's family, my grandmother, my papa, and we ended up actually just mainly, like, having spaghetti. And, like, doing the most unoriginal thing you can think of, just cheeseburgers for Thanksgiving. But, like, mass quantities, and then, like, a big potluck. So we still did the whole Thanksgiving thing, all bring a dish, but it was more modernized.
I love you.
I like going out for Chinese food on Thanksgiving. That's what I like.
I used to do that on Christmas. My wife and I used to do that before we had kids.
Yeah.
We'd go to the movies and go to the Chinese food place.
Chinese it's a good night for place. That.
Yeah.
Well, they let us have booze again on Christmas around here. We weren't allowed to for a few years.
Speaking of a modern twist, Thanksgiving, the best way to make stuffing, ever, White Castle.
Oh, I knew this. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but
I have yet to try it. It's one of those things you see on the internet and talk about every year. It really is awesome.
Amazing. Amazing.
I can only imagine.
The only thing I've ever had.
I'd be down for that. Yeah.
The only Thanksgiving dinner I could say, like, oh my god, that was one to remember. Was we did a beer can turkey one year.
Yeah,
that was fucking incredible.
I'm
man.
Deep frying this year.
That was so good.
Ooh.
I usually roast a turkey every year. I usually roast two turkeys every year because it's gone. Like everybody eats freaking turkey, but I usually brine my turkey for like 12 hours. You know, in ice brine. And they're just amazing. And then, like, this year, I don't think I'm going to brine. I'm just going to drop that son of a bitch in a deep fryer and call it a day.
You're not going to be one of the statistics where you blow up or
no, I'll
set
put the
house
water
on fire.
In first. I'll check the water line first.
There's that news story every year.
I know.
Some drunk asshole burned down their garage.
Wait, do you have a way to do this in your home with materials that you currently own, or is this something you have to rent, like a deep fryer?
No, I just got to borrow my father-in-law's deep fryer.
Okay.
That's it.
I
got a propane tank. It'll be outside.
So...
The The lamp is shaking. Oh, sorry, freaking
bro.
Mike out.
Oh, sorry, bro. Oh,
it's
Mary's ghost. I'm starting to bug out. I was like, no, not the Thanksgiving ghost already. It's weeks away. Leave me alone.
No, so yeah, I'm baking two pies as well. Yep.
What kind of pies?
I will be doing my lemon meringue pie.
Ooh.
And I'll be doing an apple pie. And I'm actually baking a lemon meringue with my mother. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm using my grandmother's. I have a over 100-year-old rolling pin that's all glass.
Oh, no shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it a family recipe?
No, it's my own.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, all my.
So it is now, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I bake all the time.
All those generations, though. That's.
Yeah.
I make a meat pie. It's my grandma's recipe. That's fucking badass.
I bet.
Dude, it's way better the day after.
Meat pie.
Because meat pie. It has sat for 2 days.
Every pie's better the day after, man.
No, it is. You buy Bob Evans breakfast sausage and you cut it out of the casing.
It's the family recipe. Yeah.
Yes.
There goes the secret ingredient. Yeah, take the casing out.
Here's some pies that I made for my daughter.
Are you related to Bob Evans?
Well, no, that's the sausage my grandmother recommended to use. It's obviously usually ground breakfast sausage, but it's ground sausage, onions, potatoes. Get it.
They're apple pirate ships.
And it's baked in.
I didn't get it.
Apple pirate ships.
That pastry has sails.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. I also made the treasure chest.
Food
as well.
For the masses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's candy corn in it. And there's caramel all over the plate.
That is awesome.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry.
I baked me some fucking pies.
It took me
I love a good pun in that one.
I was going to say, he goes, they're pirate ships. And I start backing up like, oh, that's awesome. That's really creative. And I get back and I'm like, whoa, shit. There's a word pies pirate and pirate. Ships. That's awesome.
Anyway, what would you say?
I can't beat that.
That's a badass.
Let's make a meat pie. You have.
Meat pie. Gross. What was in it?
Man, that sounds yummy.
Sausage, onion, potatoes.
Yes, okay. I've actually had something of that nature with the Bob Evans, and it's pretty.
You put gravy on that, some bitch. Oh, man.
I'd try it.
Dog wheel. Dude,
rip a bong load. Eat that. It's fucking delicious. Fresh pull of sausage as well.
Yeah.
It's also delicious from Dearborn Sausage.
Wonderful. That is a wonderful brand sausage, by the way.
Well, what about you, Chris? What do you usually eat on Thanksgiving?
Like I said, it's carbohydrate city.
Yeah.
You know?
And all the traditional stuff, though?
No cranberries. I'm with you. And you know what?
Yeah, isn't it disgusting?
I'm not in this.
Not the can, motherfuckers. You're talking like...
Yeah, no, that's what my family
is. Oh, no. I'm talking like really homemade, like... cranberry sauce. Man.
Even that, I've had homemade cranberry sauce.
Up until I was an adult, I thought cranberries only came in a can. I didn't even know they were a fucking fruit. I was like, what the fuck is this? What is it? Why did it looks disgusting? And what I hated if my family always left it in the can shape? Right. And they wouldn't even slice it, just like go, cut as you go. You just look at it and you just like that's the inside of a Campbell's soup body. Right. That's what it looks like.
I am also not in the sweet potato camp.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
I don't like yams either, man. Fuck yams.
Nope.
No. I hate them.
What about, okay.
Candied yams are fucking shit.
Probably somebody in your family, like, bakes a casserole with fucking marshmallows on top
everybody.
Of it, right?
No.
What the fuck is it? Really?
Yeah, that's sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Apparently my mom makes it and it is delicious.
My mom's candied yams have zero marshmallows on them. And they are, like, just cooked forever. It's like fucking candy in your mouth. It's not yam, it's gooey candy. It's wonderful.
I love this song, by the way.
The only kind of concoction I can really recall on Thanksgiving ever, like, having my... besides the beer can, turkey, the one thing that, like, completely changed my life was my grandmother's green bean casserole. I avoided it for so many
delicious.
Years. I avoided it, man.
It's delicious.
I avoided it, and I was so glad last year she was alive. I was like, I'm just gonna fucking try it. I'm gonna go for it. I'm a man now. I need to eat this GBC. So I hop in, take just a very small dollop of it, and I was like, that's all right. And like after I had two bites, man, this is addicting. I'm here, take my plate. I'm going to refill it.
That should have cracker crumbs on top.
No, they use the onions, man.
Oh,
the,
yeah. Oh, that's really good too.
My mom now makes the recipe, and it's like going back in time and seeing my grandma again. It's awesome.
I'm not a green bean hater, but I like them. I like them steamed. With some snap to them. Like any vegetable you put in a casserole or mash up too much. I don't know.
That's where those French onions come back to help, man, because I was the same way. It was like anything
that... You need the texture.
It's a great texture together, actually.
It really is, because as you're biting through the... Because those French onions are so airy.
Crunchy.
Yeah, you get, and the flavor is so immense.
You don't like broccoli cheese and rice casserole? That shit is delicious as well.
No, not really.
You can keep the rice. I'll take the broccoli and cheese.
Yeah, no, not a fan.
I'll mix them all together.
You ever have a stuffed cucumber? Or not stuffed celery?
Nope.
It's cream cheese, Miracle Whip, and ketchup.
What's happening?
Yeah, buddy, it's good shit. Sounds gross.
I'll tell you, Thanksgiving always reminds me about how much we underestimate gravy in this country.
Yeah?
I love gravy.
Gravy should be sold in warm cups, gas stations, and 7-Elevens throughout the country.
I never get anything with gravy when I eat out.
Bacon cups filled with gravy.
I'm always afraid to. I'm always paranoid.
There's a lot of shitty gravy out there.
There is.
I go out the Canadian route.
You're going to go to the Greasy Spoon. Can I get a little cup of your gravy? Just as a sample. I want to see if I want to order the Salisbury steak or not.
I get gravy with fries all the time.
Really?
It's like handheld mashed potatoes and gravy.
Poutine?
No, poutine has cheese and other shit on it, too. Poutine is also delicious.
Poutine? Poutine. You never have poutine?
What's poutine?
It's gravy and fries and cheese.
What language are you speaking?
French. I'm butchering it on purpose.
At Louisiana, that dialect of French.
I see.
Poutine. But no, it's fries and gravy and cheese curds, and it's fucking delicious.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, just, you should head down to...
Sold me on the curds.
Yeah, you should head down to...
Cheese curds. Just think it's like cheese sticks broken
with the side
up
away
into chunks.
Green Dot Stables has an awesome poutine.
I also get some chewable milk with that. This is disgusting.
Well, that's what all cheese is, really.
This is so gross. the word curd is disgusting. Oh, God. Fuck Thanksgiving. I'm out.
Conversation turns to poutine, and that's where Mike draws the line.
I don't like that. There's certain words, man. There's certain words that get me. Curds is the new one. That's sick.
Oh, that's racist.
Oh, my God.
Easy there.
That's so gross.
I didn't know you'd already chosen a side in that battle.
God. Oh, I just smell my face flush and everything.
Boy, you watch really softcore porno, don't you?
Oh, no. No. I avoid it all together. I can't take it. Oh, it's so sick. You know, it's funny. But this is a Thanksgiving memory. My family likes to hone in these words that make me really sick, and they like to repeat them right before we eat. And they're like, "Hey, Mike, those are some clumpy potatoes." And I'm like, "Ah, okay."
And it's cheese curds. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I got a fever.
it comes down to texture.
I'm sorry, dude. That was really bogging me.
Wait, it's all right.
It's fucking hilarious.
So gross.
Right? And whatever you're eating, it's got to be the right texture. It's like trying to get... It's the reason why you can't risk ordering a bean burrito from fucking Taco Bell anymore. No. So you have no idea what kind of texture it's going to come out. It could be perfect. It could have that weird gray-brown, mushy...
Are we talking about before or after?
Before.
I enjoy when they go heavy on the red sauce, personally.
Yeah, it's going to come out...
I'm just talking about the beans itself. But, or it could come out just fucking that watery, gray... shit, or it's still fucking like
what's the half point?
Dry.
What's the point
water?
Of this podcast now? Is this what it's getting to?
Are you gonna fart? Bucket, dude. He's gonna puke.
where some of the beans are still kind of dry and they just like break into chalk in your mouth.
It's so sick. It's so gross. It's like Pepto-Bismol. Oh, it's so gross.
Jesus, woman.
Oh man. I can't breathe.
You're like a pregnant woman over there. Settle the fuck down.
I hate those words and those images. I got textural issues, man.
Get those pickles and peanut butter.
All right. Moving on.
Let's not talk about food. Nobody's puked in this studio yet. We're going to keep it that way.
One of my favorite sandwiches.
This is going to be terrible. I can feel it.
All right. Last food item.
Miracle Whip and peanut butter.
What is wrong with you?
Come on now.
What is so good?
What's wrong with you? Oh, my God.
I'm feeling green.
What the hell's happened here?
It's good shit.
I can't shake it.
You're all pale.
Dude, I don't want to feel good. That curds one got me. I can't.
The booze hounds return.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, man, put some Twilight on for him. It'll perk him up.
Cheer me up. I need to be resensitized. Oh, man, that was rough.
I can get brutal. Sorry, man. It's just my natural.
My brothers attack it, man, like wolves on a bleeding animal.
I'm sitting here like, I got it.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook. Thanks for following us on Twitter at Unregimented Pod. You can subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find us on Stitcher. You can also listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week now, Sunday-ish. Eminem Question Everything. They took a little bit of time off. They are back. Monday and Thursday, you get Unregimented. Tuesday, the Weedsman Podcast bonus nugget. Gives you a little sneak preview of what to expect on Friday when the whole big shebang-a-bang happens. Wednesday, a couple of new shows. The Oddcast with Jenna and John. And, of course, the Projection Booth. Mr. Rob St. Mary and Mike White. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table with Noah. You know, for the nerd culture, the geek culture, gamers. Episode I'm posting this week, it's about he got wind that there's going to be Star Wars LARPing. So
I want in.
Yeah.
I want in.
Yeah, it's called So You Want to Be a Jedi. So this show is slowly gaining traction. Like, I see the numbers, and it's slowly, just every week, it gets a few more downloads. And we're on the medium where the nerds live. I was going to say where they live. That sounds bad. If you like what we do and would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, it's that time of year. Now it's really time for us to become Amazon whores. So you know you're going to be...
love Amazons.
Yeah.
The webs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went right there too. I was like, legs, long legs.
Yeah, you think of like those old movies where guys would land on a planet and like these Amazon women. Yeah, right. We must now mate with you. You haven't seen penis in 200 years.
Well, big meaty women also love shopping, and they can shop on Amazon.com. It's that time of year you're going to be using... They're now making more money. You saw this last year, Aaron. They're now making more money on the internets at Christmas time.
Yes.
Than they are in the actual brick-and-mortar stores.
Cyber Monday is bigger than Black Friday.
Yeah, and apparently, too, the weekend before Black Friday.
And Steely Dan's still together, so they can revisit their song.
Yeah, we'll be getting a lot of mileage out of that.
Cyber Monday comes.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
But when you're heading to Amazon 3,000 times within the next 8 weeks, just head to ChristopherMedia.net, click through our link, bookmark the page, and it won't cost you anything extra. When you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you're helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues. No season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
So, Jay, you brought over this book today for me to read.
Yeah, I haven't read it since 1996. So.
Yeah. I wasn't going to quiz you on it.
No, go ahead. I mean, it would be kind of interesting.
So, this is... I'm not familiar with this, but it's called Lost Rights, The Destruction of American Liberty, and it's written by James Bovard. Right.
Wonderful Playboy. He actually wrote for Playboy, and that's how I picked up his name.
Right on.
Because, you know, some people do read the article.
So you were actually were reading for the articles.
No, I was. No, it was pretty interesting. Cause yep. It was.
So he's also written for New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Newsweek.
Yeah, interesting. Playboy.
So, I mean, I guess.
And Swank. He puts that one near the bottom, though.
But I guess the title says a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that you brought this to me because I'm now a confessed libertarian. Is it?
No.
It's not a libertarian book?
It just helped. Like, if you take it in the context of 1996.
Yeah.
You know.
Which I do everything.
Right, exactly.
It's a big year for me.
Yeah, right. Amen. So
in the context of 1996.
Yeah, right. You know, so. But
set the like mood, put on some Matchbox 20.
Everything that's in there is like happening again. You know, right. we were talking about swatting and talking about this 7-year-old girl who got shot by that SWAT team cop. Mm-hmm,
right.
Well, in that book, there's like an 8-year-old who actually gets her head stomped in by a SWAT team. Like
when
it was jumping over the couch.
You told me that one.
But it's got shit in there about like the Federal Reserve and, you know, all kinds of stuff that like kind of helped shape my political mindset.
Yeah.
Because I was impressionable then.
I'm definitely going to give it a read. It looks interesting. It is interesting, too, that how many things are cyclical and how, well, I think we talked, this is kind of another reference to last week's episode, but we had talked about school shootings, right? And you had pulled up a lot of instances of school shootings happening over the last 100 years. And it's just interesting how, not only how cyclical things are, but how we react to them, this is worse than anything that's ever happened before. And
right.
I don't know, I'm trying to make a bigger point here,
it sucks that it's happening now, but I mean, it happens for a long, long time.
Right.
You know, and I'm not trying to dismiss it or like, you know, make it less serious, but.
No, but I'm not talking about like outside of, I was just using school shootings as an example, but everything happens in cycles. Just depends on how long that cycle is. It's just interesting to watch people's reactions to things like,
Actually, a study did just come out, and I heard this on NPR. I heard it on the country radio station. I was flipping the channels. A study came out that did prove that people who have smoked pot since their mid to late teens actually have a lower IQ.
Actually,
marijuana affects the memory.
Not true.
I don't think that's true either. Was just a report that I heard, and don't think
we've
it's
actually
true.
That's actually something we covered on the Weedsman already. Both the original report and the debunking of that report, which involved it was a very limited scope of what they were looking at. They weren't looking at other behavior that tends to tie in with marijuana use, especially as a teen.
Right.
Which the other really big one was alcohol use. And, you know, you have no idea if, like, a lot of these same teens that are probably smoking pot when they're in high school or just out of high school are probably also drinking. And some of these guys are binge drinking. It's just it's not so much that it was the marijuana, and it's not saying that it definitely wasn't the marijuana, but they're not accommodating for other factors like cigarette use,
right?
Alcohol use.
Well, I'm glad that's already been disproven, and that like that news that I heard today was very dated and already debunked. So,
right. Well, that was the bigger headline.
Yeah. Well, that fed into what people would already
want to assume about people who smoke pot is that they are lowering their intelligence. They're damaging their brain.
Yeah. I would assume that country radio.
Air quotes for the radio.
Yeah. Country radio is a little more conservative. Yeah. Quote unquote.
I also think that a majority, if there was any kind of truth to that study, it would be the decline of generation going after the knowledge versus what they're doing to take away from the knowledge. I mean, the generation of people I've grown up with are fucking idiots. They're stupid as shit, man.
You?
I'm 26.
Yeah, your generation.
They're dumb as a fucking bag of hammers, man.
No, dude, you're 26. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but are they, or is this just
we
like...
We all were dumb at 26.
Right.
No, but you know, I go above and beyond to continue my intelligence even in learning any chance I get.
You're a smart guy, dude. Like, I'm not discounting that at all, but like, seriously, when you're 26, you don't know shit. You know a lot of stuff, but you really don't know shit.
Oh, yeah, and I'm the first to jump in and say it, but I mean, just common sense has declined.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
When I was 18, I feel like I had more common sense than most of the kids that are, you know, that I grew up with that are now 26. And obviously, I mean, there's just quite the age gap in a lot of the crowds I hang out with, for good reason, because I can't fucking stand the kids I grew up with.
Are you polite?
I am very polite, absolutely. Yeah,
right. I got the same bug, dude. Seriously.
No, I've been.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think we're all in the same boat in this room.
All right, man, you hold the door.
We look at our peers and we're like, really?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
It's almost like you have to go that extra step. Yeah. You have to wait the extra. And sometimes you hold the door as much as 10 seconds for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You just sit there and hold it.
Like, yeah, I'll hold it for a minute.
Take
like,
your time.
Yeah, right. Don't run. Take your time.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Cool.
Today, on the.
How about when you don't get a thank you?
Fucking hate it.
You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the rudest person in the world.
I'm listening to the Oldie Station Network again, and they've always got, for their morning show, which just sounds horrendous, but they've always got these stupid questions like, you know, what would you do if you found out that your man was cheating on you, your woman was cheating on you, or something like that, and people call in. But their question that they were going to address tomorrow, I guess, was, is it okay to be rude to your wait staff or somebody who's like waiting on you in some capacity, even if you've had a really bad day?
Not if you had a bad day. You know, and if you got, learn this, though. I mean, you're not allowed to like project your bad day on other people. It's not their fucking problem.
Yeah, but I don't agree
just
with
as
the
you
fact
should
that
not have any idea that it's the server's having a bad day.
Right.
It should
right
be likewise.
Right. Okay, so exactly. So you guys think that it's not okay to be rude to a waitress?
If they have shitty service, I'll be rude all day.
No, but based on your day.
No, based on my day,
that's not their fault. No.
Not at all.
But you're talking to someone who's worked in the service industry for years.
Yeah,
I have a different tilt on it than other people.
Yeah. I really try to be friendly to every person I meet, regardless of my day.
Yeah.
I do wear my feelings on my shoulders a lot. I mean, whatever. I can't hide my emotions.
Yeah.
I don't really fucking care. You know, it's... If I'm mad, I'm mad. But I mean, if you're doing your job and you're doing a decent job, you know, even if you're slightly annoying, I'm still going to be pleasant. I mean, if you're going to be a dick to me, though, trust me, the dick switch turns on, and it's like I will fucking match you and Trump.
I guess I was a pizza delivery guy for a while, and I always did my best to be extremely.
Who'd you deliver for?
Hungry Howie's.
Okay.
I always did my best to be enthusiastic, and I delivered down to 7 in Kelly most days. I wasn't getting much in response. I wasn't getting a whole lot back.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, don't know what 7 Kelly is. It's a shitty area.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. It's a terrible area. It's a bad neighborhood. They have bullet holes in the back of a 97 Breeze. You could see what was in my trunk without having to look.
That
very
only
hard.
Really happened in like the last 20 years. I went to school at 8 Mile in Kelly for a bit, and it wasn't that bad.
I grew up in Harper Woods, man. I lived there. I lived on Elkhart for the longest time.
But it really didn't start happening in like late 90s. It started turning shit.
Same thing with East Point. It's like overnight something happened.
Late 90s, I had a buddy who lived out there, and he had this guy. I guess he told me the story about meeting this guy in a park one day and smoking a joint with him. And I guess like whether the guy watched him go home or if he like just drunkenly, you know, gave out where he lived. He lived on the first floor. This guy would break into his apartment and steal shit. But like not steal everything. He didn't clean them out. He would go in and like, you know, take a steak out of the fridge and steal some CDs and then come back. Then his car keys disappeared. So he had to disconnect the battery from his car every night so that his car wouldn't get stolen.
That's crazy.
Well, this guy was horrible.
I guess to continue back, you know, I guess to what we were talking about, customer service.
Oh, yeah.
As a pizza delivery man, I got shit on a lot. Like, I got shot at. I got fucking held at gunpoint. I had the pit bulls every time. Yeah. I mean, that was nobody's problem, but... The next person never knew that I just had
to
mace.
Have to be subjected to pit bull. You're right, that is horrible.
They never knew that I was just like, you know, chased by a wild pack of dogs.
Yeah.
And I had to mace my way out to get them their food. They never knew that. They always thought, well, he's sure is happy. What a kind young man. Let's not tip him. Have a good day, sir. Yeah. Door in the face. Now my day job, working in auto parts, I get shit chucked at me on a daily basis. People come in with brake pads. So obviously I fucking made them. They throw them at me. Literally toss them across the fucking counter. Hey, your pads suck. No shit. You bought the fucking bottom shelf pads. That's what you get. But for them, it's, I'm so sorry, yeah. sir. I do apologize. When I was in Mexico, I was a bit tipsy. I didn't mean to make those that way. I'm so, you know, and it's overly gracious. I have, and I go above and beyond for these people, and half the time you get shit on. But there's always one person that comes in and they have the most basic fucking thing they want to do. They want to get, like, you know, microfiber cloths. And they'll come up and change the day. The nicest people you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. You know, and I try to be that customer to every customer I deal with.
Yeah,
I try to be that person who changes it. Because no one wants to go to an auto store. Let's be real here. Unless you're lifting a Jeep or you're doing car audio or you're doing some kind of decal work or something to enhance the vehicle you love.
If you're buying car audio at one of those stores.
No, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you better be in a good mood.
Well, yeah, right?
Because you're too dumb to be in a bad mood.
You know, but for me, it's nobody wants to come in and buy brake pads. Nobody wants to buy rotors. I get it. It's
brake pads from that guy.
Yeah. Hey, well, there he is.
My attitude towards that is, if you're going to be a fucking bitch about it, go fucking have a mechanic do it.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, just because you're, you know, it's like, all right, you're a broke ass, so deal with it. You ain't got to be fucking miserable to
right.
everybody.
Absolutely. You know, and that's kind of the person I try to be, that customer who brightens my day. I try to be that guy for every customer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just that. There's always one that pops in. And it's just like, thank you for having good fucking parents who told you to keep your mouth shut about your own problems and not fuck my day up.
Yeah.
You know,
can you close your mouth while you're breathing?
Yeah.
I can understand.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Being on the customer side of the counter and somebody is rude or short with you and giving them attitude back, but being on the other side, being as an employee, you have got nothing to gain from being rude back to those people.
Oh, absolutely.
You're never going to win. You're not going to change their mind about their attitude or who they are.
Right.
You've got nothing to gain.
I have a customer that was kind of being a dick to me, and he was a longtime customer, so he felt like it was okay for him to step over some bounds.
Privilege.
Right? And all I said to him, and this is the rudest thing I ever said to him, I said, sir, with all due respect, go fuck yourself. Yeah. And he started laughing, you know, but it was just, hey, you stepped over the line.
Right.
I was still like semi-respectful about it, you know.
I've had one explosion on a customer that he came in and tossed a rotor at me. Hit me in the shoulder. It fucking hurt. I got the arms of a 10-year-old girl. It fucking hurt.
There's definitely a line.
And he was a regular customer, was pissed about some service he got from one of our newer employees. And I remember looking at him and staring at me just right in the face. I hardly even moved after this, even though deep down inside I was in the fetal position in a cold shower crying. I was like, what the fuck do you think that did for you? I'm the one in charge of getting you another one, and now that you toss this one at me, it's damaged product. I'm not giving you no fucking new rotor. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
It's on camera, bitch. That's assault.
Man. And immediately, he breaks down. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't care if you're sorry. But again, my better nature comes out. Give someone a second chance. You know what? It's all right. Don't worry about it. I get it. You're stressed. And then I'm off ice in my fucking shoulder.
Yeah, right. Like, let's see what we can do for you. This guy's going to help you. I'll be back when
I'll be back when I'm going to fucking move again.
Yeah.
When I was managing other people in sales, the biggest problem for especially kids, especially anybody in their 20s, biggest hurdle for them to overcome was the concept of their job is to basically eat shit and smile. Mm-hmm. People are going to be rude to you. They're going to be short. They're going to be pissed off. You know, they bought some recording system or some instrument that they don't know how to play or use, and it's your fucking fault. And yes, there are lines. You know, once somebody starts like cussing you out or threatening violence, I'm like, you're out of here. Until it reaches that point, you just smile and nod, and you then go in the back and kick the fuck out of a bunch of boxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess this phrase is the best thing ever, but when showing new recruits how to handle a customer complaint.
Yeah.
I tell them, so you get their issue and you walk in the back. And when you get in the office, you're going to bend over about, you know, to about 115 to 120 degree angle.
Yeah.
You're going to rest your head on this desk sideways. So you're staring at the wall and you're going to do the drunk girl at a frat house and you're just going to rock back and forth. And that's how it goes
and
in
you're just
corporate
take
America.
It. You're
that's
just
it.
Take it.
No fucking lube. It's raw dog every day. There's only certain points when a customer, the one thing I hate is when a customer says, the customer is always right.
Yeah.
Immediately my comment is, most of the time.
Yes. Sometimes the customer is a dick.
Let me tell you something.
That's the unwritten rule.
I'm a service technician, and I've learned that my customers, when they call in with a problem, they don't know a fucking thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So And, but I'm going to still go out there and be nice and like find the problem.
I love when they get mad and they're like, this isn't what I asked for. This is what I wanted. I'm doing this job. I'm like, if you're doing this job, then you fucking definitely need what I just brought up. I thought you were doing something different, but now that I know what you're doing, here's a repair manual. Read this and then tell me what you need for this job.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I need this. I told you that's what I needed.
Oh, God damn it. You're right. Thank you for telling me. I'm so glad you lightened my fucking load. Thank you.
That's nice. Customer service stories button up right against Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, it is.
You know what, you're going to love this year. You get to sleep in on Friday. Didn't like last year, did you have to be there at like some ungodly hour?
I was up at, I was there at 6. We opened at 7. Yeah. I was always, every holiday working in sales at that place was getting up early, coming in for some sale that like 20 people would show up at for like, you know, the first 20 minutes, and then you'd have like, it'd just be dead for like 2 hours.
And then a mad rush out of nowhere.
Yeah.
See, every Black Friday that I've worked retail, I've gone out to the 24-hour department stores from 12 to 4, gone home, slept for a half hour, and I'm back at work at 5, and I'm there till usually 5 or 10.
Yeah.
It's all day. And then when I get out of there, whatever last, you know, late bird sales that don't exist, whatever little bit clippings that didn't get taken, I go back out. But that's just for love of family.
Last Black Friday, I was still working at Guitar Center. I had this old guy just fucking fuming mad at me.
Fuming mad? That's a special kind of mad.
Well, he didn't even want to see me anymore. He insisted that I not be in the same area as him.
And why is this?
Yeah, teach me. It's intriguing.
Because he said that I was ignoring him.
Okay. Well, if I'm ignoring you, then why can't I be in the same fucking room?
No, because you've got like lines of people, and they've all got, you know, their coupon for what they already know what the fuck they want. They're here for this, and you go and find it for them, and you ring them up, and it's on to the next person because the place is just flooded with customers first thing in the morning. And he comes in, and, you know, just one of these guys that, like, you know, has a snare drum that they want tuned while they're there. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Do you see what's going on here?
I can attest to that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I used to work in firearms.
But in his freaking world, you know, that's...
Yeah. I used to be a firearms dealer, and I remember these fuckers would come in, dude.
Where'd you work?
I worked at Dick's Sporting Goods, but I was a subcontractor.
I'm trying to figure out where I know you from.
Oh, this was in North Carolina for a while, and then I worked at 14 and John R. I transferred all the way back up here to 14 and John R. for a little while.
What was the name of the place, 14 and John R.?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, Dick's. Okay.
Yep. So I remember this guy coming in with a Remington 700 CDL. Wasn't even our firearm. I mean, we couldn't access this thing without going through extensive amount of inventory paperwork to order on Black Friday. And he says, I need this scoped in and I need it done by 11. I'm like, well, it's fucking 9 o'clock and I just sold 400 guns. I have to file all that paperwork. What you're asking is impossible. He says, well, make it possible. It was a military town, lived right out of Fort Bragg. Yeah. I'm like, I understand that your ignorance has got you your rank, but it's not going to get you shit here. It's going to get you put at the back of the line. I understand you're also holding a firearm and that's fine with me. You know, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. And he's like, you can or you won't. Like, you know, fuck it, I won't. I won't do it. And I remember that scrutiny going back to the, oh my God, dude, 5 other guys come in with their fucking same gun, all fucking snipers from 82nd, you know, out there in Bragg. Oh, we need to get the scope there, you know, our scope sighted in, blah, blah, blah. We need to have it done by 11. I'm like, all right, fuck you and the horse you all came in on. And I remember because it was Black Friday, my boss comes up and he says, listen, you make your customers happy. And I was like, I have 400 customers that I'm trying to make happy for Christmas. Yeah. Like, these guys come in, they want these all, and they're not like, you know, like a 20-yard sight in this. These are nice scopes that they want. They want bore sighted in, and then they want me to extensively sight them in further and further and take them down to about 100 yards, which I'm in a fucking retail facility. To do that, I have to start picking people out at the very front entrance and put a laser on them and then go, yep, yeah, I could definitely put a triangle shot pattern the size of a quarter on her chest right now from here. This is perfect. Like,
And I remember being put in that position. I was so uncomfortable. He's like, just aim it at the door. I'm like, aim it at the door? You have hundreds of people coming in here. Do you know what they're going to do? If one person sees that and has a flashback, I'm going to be fucking mobbed.
I'm trying killed. To get my head around the fact that there's so many guns sold on Black Friday.
I lived in a military town.
Yeah.
Remember, I lived in a military town.
Yeah.
So all the guys who deploy want their wife to have something that she can handle. So I sold mainly Remington.
To fend off their best friend while they're away.
Yeah, pretty much. I sold so many little fucking pea shooter guns that day, but the ones that were big ticket items, I had to get through because they were going to be a special order process. You know, AR platforms that were, you know, $15.99 that were coming out of the new Remington catalogs that were going to take some time, but they had to be in by Christmas. That was the agreement. Buy this gun, get it by Christmas. Yeah. You know, oh, you got to sight these guns in. And I don't know if many people know what that involves, but it's not like a quick process.
I have no idea what it involves.
It takes fucking forever, man. It especially when they bring in these like really nice like Leopold brand new scopes. They're wonderful. I get it, but like if they would have come in on
stand up, nobody looked at me.
If they'd have come in like Saturday,
he's talking about Leopold scopes and shit.
It's okay. Hey, six to midnight's fine.
Whereas now I get it. I get what I sound like when I talk about net neutrality. My eyes glazing over now.
I'm sorry, man. But it was to say the least. If they would have come in the next day, I'd have been so happy to do it. But like just like you said, you know, they get this almost like a sense of entitlement to my being. Like you can do it. You need to do it. Like, buddy, you've been overseas. You've done 7 tours, as you just stated.
And you can't do it.
And you can't do it yourself. And then you want me to put these on civilians and scope them in the parking lot? Like, oh, God, I Black Friday is a fucking nightmare in retail. And this year, what they expanded into Thanksgiving now, all the way. What, they open at 5 or something like that? Sales start at 5 or 3? Oh. That's terrible.
Well, who pisses you off?
Well, I guess it isn't customers in particular.
Great movie.
Maybe just a group of customers.
Well, it's only like 100,000 hits on this.
The milkmaids.
Nobody looks at Clerks.
The milkmaids?
The women that go through every gallon of milk looking for that later date, as if somewhere beyond all the other gallons is a container of milk that won't go bad for like a decade.
You know who I can do with that? I can do with that to people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
What would you get for a 6-year-old boy who chronically wets his bed?
So do you have any new movies in?
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
They never rent quality flicks. They always pick the most intellectually devoid movie on the racks.
Ooh, Navy SEALs!
Well, you know, they have an IQ less than their shoe size.
You think you get stupid questions? You should hear the barrage of stupid questions I get.
What do you mean there's no ice? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
So how much is this thing anyway?
Do you sell hubcaps for a 72 Pinto hatchback? Ooh, mini truck amazing.
Oh, I was hoping they'd have the... This job would be good if it wasn't for the fucking customers. I was hoping they would give us that.
Trying not to suck any dicks on the way to the car. Get back here.
But you worked in a music store too.
Oh yeah.
Hey, do you have that one with that guy? Wasn't that? Do you have that one that has that song on it that was in that movie?
Dude,
it was on.
This is the thing at our store. Inevitably, every day somebody would call in and like try and describe a song that they were looking for. They could be describing some song, you know it right off the bat, but you're like, it doesn't sound familiar. How does it go? What's the melody? You try and get him to sing part of it for you, like
just some hopeless entertainment.
So you can put it on the PA. as soon as they start singing, you like hold it up to the PA, and then you come back and like, wait one more time.
Oh my God,
I think I'm getting it.
That's amazing.
You were those guys. We were not those guys. We wanted everyone to get out of our face as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Here's the piece of shit song you want. Get the fuck out.
So, the exhilaration of catching a shoplifter. That's pretty exhilarating.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Never experienced that.
No.
Oh, watch my old boss do it.
Yeah.
And what's funny, too, is he was such a music nerd, he would usually berate them for the taste of what they were stealing, too. Like, I remember one time...
ICP!
Yeah, it's funny when the first Rob Zombie solo record comes out, my boss catches a guy trying to steal the tape, and he's fucking, like, after Mall Security gets him, he's fucking just sitting there berating the guy about, at least steal some shit with some taste. It really was. It was like a scene out of, like, Empire Records.
Right.
You know? where he's like, you know, can you at least steal something?
Dude, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I locked all my customers in the record store when I realized that there were some tapes missing.
Really?
Yeah. We had this system, man. We kept our tapes tight. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you knew how many were in people's hands at all times and stuff. It was a small record store, so it was easy to do. Yeah, I had these two punk little shits come in and steal, like, I don't know, it was like Eric B. and Rakim or something like that. I mean, which, you know, no disrespect to them, by the way. But anyways.
Classic shit.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, you know, the tapes weren't tight. I seen missing tapes. I knew how many I had sold and, I you know, how many were out in people's hands.
Right.
And I walked over the door and I locked the door. And standing at the door, I said, all right, one of you motherfuckers stole my tapes. Put them back and get the fuck out. And, like, all the customers were like... And the two kids that didn't go, I knew stole them.
Yeah.
So I was like, you two, stand over here. I'm going to take care of everybody else. I gave everybody else a 10% discount.
And right.
Kicked them out the door, locked the door, called the cops. Well, I was ripping them up and down. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is a mom and pop shop. You know, you're stealing, like, right out of my pocket. Like, are you fucking crazy? I'm like, if you're going to steal, at least show some damn respect. Do it from corporate. Not from some dude's shop.
At least have a decency.
Steal it from Best Buy. They're not making any money off that anyway.
At least have a decency to steal it from some corporate place and come in here and trade it in for something lesser value that we can gain off of
you. Go steal from the people that are going to close us down in 5 years.
Yeah, no shit.
No, that's how it went, too. Yeah. You know, but unfortunately, they got priced right out of the market, because I remember, well, it's funny, I'm talking about two places that are now closed, but if you remember Media Play.
Oh, I was going to actually mention that.
I worked at Harmony House.
Hell yeah.
I
love Media Play.
And going to Media Play and paying their store prices was cheaper than my discount at Harmony House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Harmony House did you work at?
The Macomb Mall.
Hell yeah. Right on.
Macomb Mall celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job polishing that turd.
It's good. They got that big ass Dick's Sporting Goods.
The sign is the biggest limp dick. I'm like, what the fuck? You just like painted it. Like, come on, like give us some wow. Like, bring some life back to this fucking corner. At least put something digital up there with the time so I'm looking at it.
There's a big sign. It looks 50 years old.
Yeah, it does. It's even definitely painted.
That mall is threatened to be the mall people who used to go to a couple times. But still hanging in there.
Yeah.
There's a, just going back to the dicks thing, because I just think it's probably one of the funniest pictures ever. There's a place.
You like talking about dicks?
I love talking about dicks. There's dicks and there's dicks, and so we got some dicks. In New York, there is a. This is so intentional, because you can't fuck this up, all right? You like can't do this on accident. There's a BJ's fruit market and a dicks connected. Not a fucking joke. That's a real place.
Now that is beautiful. I would go buy from both places.
Oh, it's, I don't remember what it was. A BJ's market of some sort, but.
No, it's BJ's Wholesale, it's East Coast.
Did you find it?
I'm looking up the picture right now.
Oh my god, dude.
BJ's Wholesale, it's even better.
Exactly.
Awesome.
It's the HOLE.
And like Dick's, like Dick's is in capital letters underneath it says Sporting Goods. Like real small, like they don't want to actually say that one out loud. Like Dick's Sporting Goods. And then it's a BJ's Wholesale. And so it just says Dick's and BJ's. All the truckers are stopping.
It's beautiful. Do you hear these brilliant Dick's marketing inside of Macomb Mall?
That's the one. That's the
No shit.
There it is. Here it goes. I'm on my way to Jiffy Lube.
There it is. BJ's and Dick's.
That's
right
awesome.
Next to each other.
Love it.
How do you do that? How do you do that and get away with it? How do you do that?
I know. People have to know what's going on.
They're putting a Siemens mattress store right next to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the old wireless.
Like the landlord's in on it. Like the this is the only property I have open right now.
Yeah, right.
No, you've got to go next to the
Listen,
you can't have that one. There's a Best Buy going over there.
The only thing we're putting next to that Dick's is BJ's.
We'll put BJ's to the left, and on the right we'll put HJ's Hobby Shop. It's going to be awesome.
Out for a Hooters on the other side.
Here at the Oral Plaza.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Yeah,
I just put a Chinese massage parlor at the very end.
Maybe bring Gap back for one more reprise. Just keep it all going.
BJ's Dick's in the Gap.
The Banana Republic to top it off. Yeah, I don't know. That was one thing that always stuck with me with that place. Is that they always end up in the weirdest fucking, you know, super centers.
That's awesome.
It's like they plot that out. But how does that happen? You can't be like a land contractor and be like, oh yeah, I could put a BJ's next to a Dick's.
That's fuck yeah, that's brilliant marketing.
All that
right
all
there.
That I was gonna say all that
not
does.
Sure why, but that fits really well. together. Yeah.
Wow. Should we put the BJs before or after the dicks? Oh, bring the BJs and dicks together. It's going to be wonderful. I don't know. I just don't see how that got passed.
That's somebody with a really good sense of humor.
Someone with a great sense of humor.
That's an entire city worth of... Absolutely. Can you imagine that was in, like, if that was in fucking Kentucky? Right in the Bible Belt? Oh, my God, you'd be done for.
Put a Chick-fil-A in, yeah. Right in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A was in the news.
I was going to say that. I fully agree with that policy, by the way.
So you guys know what this
is about.
Chick-fil-A, they're banning certain words.
No, I think it was just a manager of a Chick-fil-A. It was just a manager of that store.
Okay. Yeah. So do you remember any of the words that he banned?
Fucking words that should be banned. I remember being bravo to everything on the list. Yeah, like cray is one of them, yeah. Which I think word should be banned from culture.
Yeah. Ratchet's on that list.
Let's just find this list.
That's so ratchet.
What the fuck is that?
Nasty.
You heard that?
No. It's nasty, man.
I believe it's term for us old guys, chicken head.
You should
is what is
no.
What,
she's so nasty. She's so ratchet. Like ratchet's nasty.
Ratchet's like just a play
that fucking selfie song.
No.
Yeah. Do it.
I don't want to bring that.
I love it.
I don't want to intentionally.
Well, it has the true meaning of ratchet in it. That's why. it is ratchet.
I can picture
a ratchet is a chicken head.
Well, way to school me, motherfucker. Whatever.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I know.
Salty Chick-fil-A manager makes list of forbidden words.
Did you hear about the pizza place? Did you hear about that? It's like some local store, and the rules on the I don't know where local it is, but the rules on the door say where men act like men, women act like women, women act like ladies, no saggy pants, like some whacked out shit like that, and like the cashier actually like kicked two gay guys out and called them fags. Like, we don't serve fags here.
Yeah,
like
they don't. Well, not knowingly, not intentionally.
I would know. They don't serve me. Among the banned words that ruffled his feathers.
Nice. Oh, you've got the list. Let me
perfect.
Hear.
Perfect. Chill, unless we are talking about something that is chilled. Fool.
Really?
Cuz, this goes for cousin, and because, bruh, bae, and guh. Even the
guh?
Word...
What is guh?
I don't know.
When you're angry, like, guh.
Yeah. Even the word even the word Ebola is off
limits. Like Amy from Futurama.
Guh.
Oh, my God.
Buh.
The manager's list of banned words includes explanations in parentheses like, Felicia, there is nobody here named Felicia. I'm legally blind. No, you're not. And chill, unless we're talking about something and chilled. Stop accusing people of having Ebola. These are just the article.
Stop people accusing people.
Stop accusing people of having Ebola.
He wants to tell people this. He wants to have people stop acting like fucking idiots, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Stop speaking morons.
Pull up your goddamn pants, too.
It's funny shit. Put the Hobby Lobby right
now. No, but you know what I thought of is there was a situation I was in a few years ago. I was manager of a store where I was pretty much the only white guy. We won't mince words, but yeah. I also happened to work with a few African American gentlemen who were enlightened, which means they weren't fucking ignorant. They didn't come from an ignorant culture.
No, they're normal people.
I had to have a meeting where I had to tell them stop using the N-word, you know, and because of the part of town we were in Berkeley. We talked about it on a previous podcast, but I just had to tell them, I'm like, all right, listen, guys, and pretty much the way I worded it to them is like, we are in a part of town where people are going to assume shit about you before you even open your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't make, like, and I pretty much laid it out to him, like, don't open your mouth and let that be true. And they got where I was going with that, and I just framed it as, look, you know, I was like, guys, there's certain words you can say that I cannot say, you know, and I just laid it out to him, like, don't let the fucking small-minded people around here be right about you. You know, and it was funny, because they had fun with it. One of the guys was like, oh, I know the word, can I say it? I'm like, no, that's what this conversation is about. Like, don't say that word.
I would have said it.
You know, like...
I would have said it. Don't say the word nigger. I would have been like, don't do it. It's just not acceptable around here. I mean, it's a fucking word. You know, I'm not calling you that. I'm not referring to anything to do with the African American race. What I'm saying.
I had a guy. I had to have a conversation with a Guitar Center who thought it was really funny to. He would always talk in like the. He would do the hey buddy, like talking, you know, hey sleazy buddy. Arab gas station owner type of thing, and he would just go around like all day fucking talking like that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You've got to stop that shit.
Yeah, you know, not in Detroit, pal.
Right. Do you understand that how close we are to like the largest population of Arabic people outside of the Middle East?
Why don't you walk around and talk in a black guy voice, too, while you're at it? Why don't you offend everybody?
Yeah, like
yeah, that's everything is, hey, buddy. Hey. I can't even do it right. Not racist enough.
I was about to immediately jump in and help you, and I was like, nope.
All right. Dick jokes, racist jokes, and that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a wrap. And that's why I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm so thankful for all of that.
I'm so thankful we killed all the Indians. I'm sorry, Native Americans.
You can't say engine on radio. It's not right.
Engine. Radio.
Engine.
You can't engine. Say engine.
You can with an E.
That's what my dad.
Maize. You call it corn.
And I was talking about my car's engine.
Real quick.
No, it's got like 6 months left, maybe, tops.
I nerd out on this real quick before we go. Last year, I actually did go to visit Plymouth Rock.
Yeah?
I was in that part of Massachusetts.
Like, didn't land on you?
No. I was in Massachusetts the week before Thanksgiving, and I was in that part of Massachusetts, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I took a detour to Plymouth. If you live in that town, you probably want to shoot yourself. Everything is pilgrim-themed.
Yeah.
The signs, the street signs, the name of everything.
I wonder if
it's like Frankenmuth for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a pilgrim fetish town. That's messed up.
But it was...
Bronner's on a budget.
Sitting there and looking at that rock, I mean, it's probably been moved and it's had the date stamped into it. But,
right.
I mean, just sitting there looking at that rock and thinking about that and looking out at that ocean thinking... For the few seconds, thinking about what actually happened, like, that is pretty fucking... said, well, I'm history nerding out, but to me, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I did that at Gettysburg. Stood in the middle of the field and was looking around. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, thinking about just what happened
If I was standing here some years ago, I would have been fucked. I would have been dead right now. This is amazing.
Well, I was just looking around at what was around me and then looking at that rock. I was just trying to imagine everything. Like, imagine all this not here. Mm-hmm. And it's just wilderness and fields.
This is kind of similar to your Edmund Fitzgerald experience, huh?
It all comes back around.
There it is. I brought it back to the beginning so we can close it out.
And that's how you do it.
The Vikings. Kings founded America. What are you talking about?
All right, next podcast. Damn it, we should have covered that for the Thanksgiving one. Well, whatever. We won't shit on everyone's Thanksgiving.
No. Yes.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Coming up on Black Friday.
Yeah, I hope you ate a whole bunch of shit. By shit, I mean food. Hopefully it was delicious.
Damn corporate America, stay home.
Probably watched, hope you maybe watched a parade, played some football.
Show how disgusted you are in what corporate America has purchased as our government. That's how you protest. Just stay the fuck home on Black Friday.
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
I'm not.
Shut her down.
I'm actually leaving.
But no, wait, I'll probably have to work.
Wait, let's be real here. Meyer's got iPads for $150, and I got kids. I'm in.
All right.
I'm going to Rhode Island for the weekend.
I'm going to Lincoln.
But I'm going to head to the East Coast for 3 days. That should be nice. But, hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. It's not Thanksgiving for us. Spoiler alert. This is Thanksgiving for you.
Quit ruining the illusion.
No, I'll edit it out. All right, everybody, have a good one, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey.
Adios.
Later.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for clicking. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.